models whatsoever. And then we're seeing the result. We're seeing children that will demand the elimination of their rights to own guns. Mm-hmm. That is just a testimony to the success of the indoctrination and the propaganda that they've been forced to digest in this country from birth. How about that? Are we at break? All right, we're going to keep going. This hour, we're going to get to phone calls, but I got a couple of things I wanted to share, and we're in the second hour. You know, I think it's interesting. I do a lot of criticizing of various governments, and justly so. I mean, they commit these acts. You know, I just report them, okay? But I think it's interesting. Sometimes, you know, it falls through the memory hole. Sometimes people don't know. They're not a student of history, whatever. I'm not criticizing. There's events that people don't know. But isn't it interesting to really take a look? If you want to really take a look, you want a window of insight into the character of our very own government. Now, there's a lot of different things we could point to here. We could talk about Mossadegh in Iran in the early 1950s. But if you want to really take a look into the character of this country, let's take a look at 50 years ago yesterday. Ken, let's go ahead and play video one. Hey, Ken, can we play video one?
The My Lai Massacre. One of the most heinous acts of the U.S. military that has been brought to the eyes of the public. A reported maximum of 504 deaths of unarmed civilians in South Vietnam in the year of 1968. This wasn't just murder, though. The bodies of these men, women, and children were also found mutilated, and in some cases, destroyed beyond recognition. They were reported to have been tortured and even sexually abused. For this crime, 26 soldiers of the unit were charged with criminal offenses. However, only one was convicted. He was 2nd Lieutenant William Calley of the 11th Infantry Brigade. He ordered his troops to commit the travesty. However, in the military, a 2nd Lieutenant, more often than not, has orders from higher up in the chain of command. This was his defense in court. He stated in his trial that Captain Ernest Medina gave him and his men the order to destroy the enemy in that location. Although it was never confirmed if the captain gave the orders or not, 22 men told the court that they had received the same orders. Now, we all know that this is a war crime, that murdering innocent civilians should never take place no matter how the firefights are going on. However, what would have happened to these men if they didn't follow the alleged orders from a captain? They would have been court-martialed at the very least, demoted, or even dishonorably discharged from their military career. You must follow all orders in the military. That's one of the initial things taught in boot camp. That's what these men did. It was a split-second decision on their part, and their military training told them what they had to do. They may have taken it too far, as the picture by Robert Abrele shows, but they had no choice. They had their backs against the wall.
Now, isn't it interesting? 504 civilians massacred. Many were raped, mutilated. It was just a horrific act. 50 years ago yesterday, March 16, 1968, the My Lai Massacre. A second lieutenant saying, what was he saying? He was just following orders. But, you know, that argument didn't work at Nuremberg. Remember that? The following orders, which is obviously what happens in a military, certainly didn't work in Nuremberg. But I thought it was, since we're on the anniversary of this, and these events, we need to always try to remember, like Kent State, these type things, Waco. USS Liberty. I mean, you know, I could go on and on. We need to always remember, and it is a window of insight. When you think about how the rest of the world must look at this country, when we are constantly in these endless wars, we have the audacity to go around and act like we have a position of higher morality to tell everyone else what they should do when we've been involved in so many various atrocities. And so today, I thought it would be good to remind everyone of the atrocity that happened March 16th, 1968, 50 years ago. And while we're on that subject, let's discuss for a fact what all these people that's unfortunately been forced to put their lives on the line. Some have lost their lives. Some have come back dismembered. Some have all kinds of various post-traumatic stress disorders from being involved in these endless wars. Let's talk about just a little bit about what they've been forced to fight for here in America. How about this story right here? This is what you're fighting for in America if you're in the American military. This is RT.com, which the U.S. government and all the rest would love to shut down. This is what you're fighting for. How about this? The University of Minnesota has invited a professor who believes whiteness is an existential threat to the United States and needs to be dismantled to be a guest speaker. It's what you're fighting for. This article right here. The University of Minnesota has invited a professor who believes whiteness is an existential threat to the United States and needs to be dismantled to be a guest speaker. The lecture, titled "The Elephant in the Room, A Grown-Up Conversation About Whiteness," will be delivered by Lisa Anderson Levy, an anthropologist professor at Beloit College, who believes that teaching is a political act. Anderson Levy is expected to share her thoughts on the violence of whiteness. This is what's happening in your colleges, and suggest ways that colleges and government institutions can either perpetrate or interrupt this violence. The violence of whiteness. Now, everybody listening to this broadcast, you know all the statistics about where the violence comes from, blah, 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 blah. In the description of the talk, Anderson Levy writes that whiteness poses an existential threat to social, political, and economic life in the United States, declaring her effort to decenter whiteness as one of the most urgent social dilemmas of our time. Analyzing and understanding the intersectional operation of whiteness has the potential to shift paradigms. If there is will and courage, Anderson Levy said. She has been invited as part of a program used to highlight successful alumni of the university. I guess she's considered a successful alumni of this university, and to talk. The talk will be open to both students and university administrators. Now, all of this is what you're fighting for. All of this, when Richard Spencer just canceled his college tour because it's too violent, which I have to agree. I heard, I think, Don Advo say, you know, it really is like surrender. But Richard Spencer and many of the others, they can't go speak at colleges because the tolerant left comes out and throws feces and hits people with brass knuckles, and the police, you can't count on the police to protect you. They might stand down or take part or who knows what. So Richard Spencer, he can't go speak at colleges, but apparently Lisa Anderson Levy can go to the University of Minnesota and she can give speeches about how whiteness is such a threat to the United States of America, how whiteness is such a threat to our social and political system, how whiteness needs to be disbanded, dissolved, and eliminated in America. Now, is there going to be a big parade of protest at the University of Minnesota? Well, there damn sure should be. There damn sure should be. But will there be? Well, when we come out, we actually protest. You know, we don't come to throw feces and bottles of urine and blah, 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 blah. But This is an RT story, and it didn't give me the date that this is going to actually transpire. I would like to know the date of that, but maybe I can follow up on that. I've got a clip here. I haven't played any Mark Dice in a while, and I hope everyone's seen the videos of Hillary Clinton falling down the steps in India. By golly, if she hadn't already had somebody holding her, I guess she's too feeble-minded and in such bad health. I mean, who knows what's going on with Hillary Clinton? If someone hadn't already been holding her, she would have took quite the tumble down them steps. I mean, I guess we got two regrets here: one, that she wasn't at the top of the steps, and two, that somebody was holding her. But it looks like it's coming. I wanted to share this clip with you because he goes into Hillary in India, and the story gets better. After this story, after I play this clip, we'll be getting close to the first break. But I tell you what, we'll open up the phone lines after this clip. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in, if you got comments, you got news information, you want to share whatever. 1-800-313-9443. Ken, let's go ahead and play video 4.
After 14 months, the House Intelligence Committee concluded their investigation and found no evidence of collusion or coordination between the Trump campaign and the Russians to try to influence the 2016 presidential election. Of course, Robert Mueller's witch hunt will continue for some time, and the Clown News Network continues their own investigation, and just when it looks like they hit a dead end, when they resorted to literally dumpster diving over in Russia trying to find some evidence, it looks like something has finally turned up.
CNN has learned Russian trolls created and released this anti-Hillary Clinton video game. You heard me right. It's a video game. They actually named it. It's called Hilltendo. Tried to make this whole thing go viral weeks before the 2016 presidential election. It is one of the strangest ways that the Russians tried to influence the U.S. presidential election.
It looks like this race is too close to call. We must resort to extreme measures. It's time to unleash Hilltendo.
Please tell us, Brooke, how did this diabolical plan work?
The game has three different sections. Level 1, help Hillary delete as many classified emails as before she's caught. Level 2, how much money can Hillary get from the Arab states? And level 3, help Hillary throw the Constitution as far as possible.
This sounds like a fun game. Why can't I find it in the App Store? Oh, that's right, because Apple and Android have probably deemed it offensive and hateful. In other news, since even the liberal media in America is sick and tired of hearing Hillary Clinton's excuses of why she lost the election now almost a year and a half ago, she decided to go and complain over in India.
I should start by explaining that Democrats, going back to my husband, even before, but just in recent times, going back to Bill and our candidates and then President Obama, have been losing the white vote, including white women. We do not do well with white men, and we don't do well with married white women. And part of that is...
because when they have kids or they're planning to have a family, they realize that the Democrat policies are the family's number one enemy.
And part of that is an identification with the Republican Party, and a sort of ongoing pressure to vote the way that your husband, your boss, your son, whoever, believes you should. And
these poor white women were brainwashed by their husbands, sons, and bosses to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, what's next, Hillary? You gonna tell that same old story about how James Comey costed the election after your classified emails were found on Anthony Weiner's computer and he was obligated by law to inform the Congress?
I was on the way to winning white women until former director of the FBI, Jim Comey, dropped that very ill-advised letter on October the 28th, and my numbers just went down because all, and I heard a lot of anecdotal evidence about this. People have written about it. All of a sudden, white women who were going to vote for me and frankly standing up to the men in their lives and the men in their workplaces were being told, she's going to jail. You know, you don't want to vote for her.
Of course not.
You know, it's going to be terrible. You can't vote for that. So it just, it stopped my momentum, and it decreased my vote enough because I was...
I was going to win. I was going to win. Honestly, I was going to win. Mine. I was going to win until James Comey ruined it all for me. That isn't all she did in India, though. She also fell down some stairs again, and this time lost two shoes. Because, as any observer should be able to tell you, for some time now, her health has been failing. There's something seriously wrong with her. And I'm not talking about the liberal pathogen that she and millions of other Americans suffer from. This is something totally different. Go to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below to go to my online store and get your liberalism, find a cure, t-shirt, long sleeve, or hoodie, and help spread the word before liberalism infects someone that you know or love.
How about that? How about the whining sore loser Hillary Clinton who can't navigate steps now? And how about the Russians were creating Hiltendo? I mean, it is so ridiculous. It is just freaking laughable. They continue. Hopefully this will lead to the just total destruction of the mainstream media. I mean, I don't think anybody's got any confidence in it anymore. I hope to God. So, you know, even the normies, this has got to be resonating, especially when they play stuff like that of Hillary Clinton. 1-800-313-9443. If you want to join in, we're going to go to Tony in Tennessee. Tony, how you doing today, sir? What's on your mind?
Hey, Farron, how you doing this morning?
Good, hey, good.
It's been a long time since I talked to you. Remember me? I'm the one that told you this was nothing but a con job with Donald Trump. They pulled the white rabbit out of the hat with a bad hairdo.
Well, yes, I do remember that. Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, I got to tell you, nobody's talking about the most important issue facing us right now. That's gun confiscation that's going on right now. Donald Trump's signing off on all of this stuff. You know, Chuck Baldwin's got a hell of an article out. He did it a couple days ago, talking about how there were 16 bills that were up there languishing, doing nothing. And since this thing in Florida, Trump's backing 10 of them now. You know, when he opened his mouth with Nancy Pelosi sitting on his left-hand side there and said, you know, take the guns and go to court. Now you've got 24 other states that are getting ready to do that. There's 6 states that already do it, California, Oregon, and Washington, and Rhode Island just signed on. Now Florida signed on to that same law. So, you know, they're getting ready to take our guns, and Donald Trump got a knife sticking in everybody's back while he's out doing some things that look good, you know, like, you know, down there at the border. That prototype of a wall that never gets complete. It always looks the same every time you see it. You know, he's going to build a wall. He ain't going to build no wall. You know, he arrests a few people in California. He looks real good, like he cares. That's all for the idiots that are backing this guy while he's got a knife sticking at everybody's back. He's coming for our guns, man. I'm telling you right now, he's a lifelong Democrat, and people backing this guy. He was for the assault weapons ban in the year 2000. That's another thing. You know, The Simpsons, I don't watch them, but you know how he announced coming his presidency coming down the stairs there, or the escalator, with his thumb up? Remember that?
Yeah, just like in The Simpsons. You're right.
Just like in The Simpsons. Well, people better wake up. You know, you need to go pull that article up that Chuck Baldwin has. Excellent article. And you know what I like about Chuck Baldwin is he never fell for Donald Trump. He said it's one big con job. Even the media's in on it. You know, this thing of fake media, they're all in on this. They're a bunch of damn communists. They're all globalists. So, you know, and another thing, Russia Today is reporting, and Ted Brewer, you know, he's the one to come up with this Chuck Baldwin article. I heard him. You know, we're getting ready to strike Syria again. You know, they're getting loading up on chemical weapons over there, and they're getting ready to blame, Assad for it. This time they're going into Damascus. They're getting ready. Russia Today is reporting a U.S. readying strikes on Syrian government compounds. So, you know.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me, okay, Tony. Yeah. We got some music. And I'm trying to find that article. I like Chuck Baldwin a lot. So hang on for me. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to join in. We'll be back in moments.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Farron in the studio taking your phone calls. The phone calls are getting stacked up. Tony, I found what you, the article. I'm going to read just briefly here. Or Mike, take the firearms first and then go to court. Trump responded, well, Trump's statements are now the rallying cry for gun grabbers all over America to enact gun confiscation laws. So far, five states have passed red flag laws that allow police agencies to confiscate guns from someone deemed to be dangerous by either law enforcement officers or a family member before the individual has committed any crime. And in one state, Rhode Island, the governor issued an executive order implementing the red flag law. Those six states are California, Connecticut, Indiana, Oregon, Washington, Rhode Island. And since Trump's Stalinist statement, there are at least 24 additional states that are currently considering red flag laws, and it's a long list, so I won't take time here. You can go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com and read it. I will read the whole article. It's kind of lengthy, but it looks like it's going to be good information. I like Chuck Baldwin. I've interviewed Chuck Baldwin several times, and maybe we could get him back on. Tony, I want to thank you for sharing that. That's important, and I really do appreciate it. I'll give you the last word, and we've got Frank in North Carolina, Jerry in Chicago, Rick in Arizona, Jeremy in Kentucky coming up. So I'm going to try to get everybody on.
Yeah. I know Frank's probably got something to say about this issue, too. Also, in Illinois yesterday, they just passed a law. You got to be 21 to own a gun. Turn them in if you're not. Gun confiscation going on right now. Donald Trump's sticking a knife in everybody's back. And nobody's talking about it. I don't hear nobody talking about it. You know, people are stupid, man. I thought there would be a war to get our guns. I think they're going to get them without a war. Who's to say someone called your house or called the law and said that you were a threat? They can come and knock on your door and say somebody called you. Who's to say anybody called at all? They can just start taking the damn guns with these laws.
Yeah, I can't argue that point. Hey, thank you so much for sharing that today. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to Frank in North Carolina, then we've got Jerry in Chicago, Rick in Arizona, Jeremy in Kentucky coming up. Frank, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Well, Farron, I joined the National Rifle Association, the NRA, this week. I've always been kind of suspicious of, you know, organizations, big organizations, stuff like that, and I'm sure they're not perfect, but I did it just to send a message to these Bolsheviks that they're not fooling us. And as far as Trump goes and the Second Amendment, first of all, I mean, I could say a lot, but I'm just going to stick to this. I believe that Trump has to know that this shooting, the latest shooting in Broward County, Florida, is some type of a black op, psyop, staged event, false flag event to, I don't know, I'm assuming it's to take our guns away, to ramp up this anti-gun agenda. And who knows, there may be other psychological benefits that they reap from it as well. I mean, I'm willing to even consider that some of these Jews might benefit from people going out and buying guns. I'll bet they probably own some of the larger gun manufacturing companies. So who knows, they might benefit both ways. See what I'm saying? And then they can go and take the guns from whoever they deem that they don't want to have them. But I do know they want our guns, and you're right. I applaud you when you were talking about Eric Stryker. He's a he's a regular guest with Dr. David Duke, and he says that when you really look into it and analyze it scientifically, the reason they want to take our guns is because eventually they intend to kill us. And it's just a whole lot easier if we don't have the guns.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, we see in Great Britain, you know, they're having knife attacks because they don't have guns. They've been successfully disarmed. But let me ask you this, Frank, because this is what I'm thinking. We are just one more, like if Monday or next week we had the right school shooting with the right perpetrator, if they staged it correctly, we could see Congress and Senate or these state legislatures keep passing, just like, now Tony's right, I had enough time to read it. These red flag laws are designed where someone could call wherever you live, local sheriff's department, and say you are insane and play, you know, some where you've called in somewhere, and they may would just come and try to get your guns, you know, and that's where we're at. Hang on for me, Frank. We'll talk about it on the other side, then we're going to get all the callers on. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls. I'm joined by Frank in North Carolina. Frank, North Carolina was one of the states on the list considering red flag laws where, as you just heard, someone can report to the local police you're a threat, and then they can knock on your door and take your guns before you've committed any crime. I'd like to get your opinion of that, and also, are we just one false flag event away from straight up gun confiscation?
Well, they could try. As little faith as I have in the American people, I think there is a hardcore group. I don't know what it is, 3%, 5%, whatever, of gun owners that are willing to die. They will put up a fight, and they'll die. And they can take the guns from their cold dead hands and all that. So it's going to be messy. It's going to be really messy, and I think this is kind of a sneaky way to do it. I think that is part of what they're doing. So I would just advise people to, because I'll be honest with you, man, I'm angry. I mean, I find myself just in the past, you know, month or two, as angry, if not angrier, than I've ever been. I'm so, my patience, my tolerance level is really getting low. But I think we just have to remember to try and keep a cool head and not do anything that's going to draw the wrong kind of attention to ourselves, because we don't want to make it any easier on them. We want to stay armed and stay alive, you know, as long as we can, I think. At least that's my philosophy. I wanted to bring up an individual. I've always had this thing about slasher movies, particularly these more modern. I think they might have started with, like, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre back in the 70s, which I never saw. I'm not sure, but I think it was in the 70s. And then, you know, in the 80s and 90s, and, you know, they got all these, like, very realistic, what do they call them, slasher movies and torture movies where, I mean, it really looks like, I mean, I've seen little bits and pieces here and there on television, flipping through the channels over the past 15, 20 years. And those were probably even edited, you know, for TV or something. But they're really gruesome. That's just really sick stuff to me. But there's this guy named Eli Roth. Of course, we know where he comes from, what community he comes out of. But at some point, it was either David Duke or it might have been Ted and Austin on the Ted and Austin Brower show, which is a really good show, by the way. Very informative, one-hour packed show. A lot of health stuff, too. But somewhere, there were basically, this guy had done an interview or something, and he was saying that he was so proud of his body of work, all the slasher torture, these realistic torture movies and whatnot, where they're cutting people up and, you know, all this kind of stuff, because his purpose was to destroy the soul of a whole generation of the youth. That, to me, is what you people are like, you know, why are you so hateful, Frank? Because in my mind, I think it comes out of love. To me, that's the Jewish community. That's the mindset of the Jewish community. They are the destroyers. And there's a lot of Jews, by the way, if you look into their quotes, that brag about how they are the destroyers. But anyway, I know you got a bunch of other callers. I'm glad I was able to get that information out. That is a really good look into the mind, into the soul of the Jewish community, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Wow. I'll look into that. Eli Roth, well, there's no doubt that the media, these movies, the whole ball of wax has had a very detrimental effect on the youth and society as a whole, that's for sure. Jerry in Chicago, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call, Farron. You know, you hit it right on the head. They're coming from the gun. They're coming for the guns. One false flag away, and I think it's going to be a really big one, and possibly bring down the banking system too. But that's not the reason I called. You made a comment about Maxine Waters earlier being, you know, with the Trump speech saying that she's totally illiterate and her IQ is not that high. You know, her husband back in 2008, 2009, somehow or another, she managed to swindle a little over $200 million to keep his bank afloat. And again, the policymakers, the lawmakers, do not uphold the same law as the people they reside over. And I find that hard to believe. I mean, they get away with murder, as you can see with the Clintons carrying on for over 20 years of their mass rage. If you go back to Arkansas, it's even longer than that. So that's all I wanted to throw in there.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I practically forgot about that, but I remember reading a little bit about that when it was going on, and it's just, Mark Dice hit it on the head Was it Mark Dice, the one that was saying that they, you know, they don't have to follow? Oh, it's Chuck Woolery. There's no repercussions when these people don't obey the law. But yet, for anybody else, for, you know, us regular people, I mean, the hypocrisy is just unbelievable. Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for pointing that out. I about forgot about that one. So thanks for the phone call. Jerry, 1-800-313-9443. If you want to join in, we've got Rick in Arizona, then Jeremy in Kentucky coming up. Rick, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, you there, Farron?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. You know, I don't know if there's a big enough frying pan out there to bang over the average white guy's head. Trump is a New York liberal, and he should be arrested for colluding with the gun grabbers. I mean, this guy is, look, you wouldn't get this kind of action out of Hillary, because your average congressman couldn't go back to their home state talking about California-style gun grabbing from Hillary. But you see, the white guy who will take a bullet for Trump, this is working out just great. Now, I want to make a little more statement. I'll hang up.
Hey, that's a great point. These guys, that's a great point, Rick. That's a great point.
Okay,
right
there. Just let me make another statement, and I'll hang up. These guys don't want your guns. They want the ability to slap a kook sticker on your forehead and lock up your money. If you have money in the bank, you have something to lose here. There's too many guns. There's too many people, and it's too big of a wake-up call by grabbing guns. They want to be able... You just lock down your check card. You can't buy ammo. You can't do anything. This is about being able to not only stop you from buying the gun, but they're going to shut down your access to money. This is what this is about. Thank you for taking my call.
Wow, that was interesting. I mean, you know, when you look at it from the perspective he just painted, it is true. Like my congressman, who claims to be pro-gun, would have come back here going along with any gun control under the shield, but he maybe would under Donald Trump. So that was a great point. Great point. The callers sometimes just can floor you with some straight up logic. 1-800-313-9443. If you want to join in, Jeremy in Kentucky. Jeremy, how you doing? What's on your mind today? And right now we don't have any other callers, so take your time.
Hey, Farron, coming in loud and clear?
Yes, sir. A little bit of an echo, but you're all right.
All right. This may be better. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. And even if you're not Irish, you should celebrate because it's one of our last all-white holidays. If you don't think so, go to an Irish pub where there's authentic music being played, and you'll see that it's mostly a white congregation there. Took my beautiful girlfriend to St. Louis. Hit an Irish pub last night. Band from Ireland playing mandolins and violins going like crazy, and we were dancing the jig, and it was 99.9% white. And this is in St. Louis, and you know the demographics here. So get out and celebrate, everyone, because, you know, St. Patrick is about when Ireland converted to Christianity, and that conversion in the 4th century made them stronger and more adhesive as a nation. We see this happen with Germany as well. Germany was more united when they converted to Christianity much later on. As a matter of fact, when Patrick, who was British, went to the Emerald Isle as a slave, he converted to Christianity then at about 16 years old, went back to Britain, studied, came back to Ireland, preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people, and blessed the very people that enslaved him. Then the Irish went and preached Christianity to the Germanic tribes. So, this is what we celebrate, and get your Celtic crosses out because, you know, the ADL said that's a hate symbol. So let's get it out and push it in their face. It is not a hate symbol. It's a symbol of love, Christianity, and white unity. That having been said, I wish that the Irish people would come together now as they have in the past, as they did under Brian Boru, first king of United Ireland. I wish they'd come together and push out this horde of invasion that's going on that's led by Leo Varadkar. He's the Indian sodomite prime minister of Ireland, and he won the election. He's the elected leader of the Fine Gael party. He won that in June 2017. That's the that's the version of our cucked out Republican Party that's center right, supposedly, but they're all about letting Muslim hordes invade. The only other option that people in Ireland have is the Irish Republic, which is a Marxist organization, That having been said, you know, I seriously doubt Michael Collins would have supported the invasion of sub-Saharan Muslims into his country, even though the Easter Rising was Marxist. They weren't the kind of Marxists that we have today. They were more, you know, political and financial minded. So there's only one person that stands up in Ireland, and that's Justin Barrett. And I talked on Stormfront about this earlier last week to Dr. Hill. Justin Barrett of the Nationalist Party, he is pro-life. He is a strong Christian. He is actually Catholic, but he's not a cucked-out Catholic. He's the kind of Catholic that he wants, you know, Ireland to unite under strong traditional Christian values. And Mr. Barrett has been at conferences with such as Dr. William Luther Pierce in the past. And because of that, he's been branded as having ties to neo-Nazis and fascism. So I would recommend that everyone get on Mr. Barrett's website, the National Party, send him some shekels. And like I said, even if you're not Irish, you know, we need to support any nationalist movement that's trying to stand against this invasion. Your thoughts on this, Farron? Do you know Justin Barrett, or have you heard of him?
I've heard of him. I'm not well versed in it. In fact, to be honest with you, I'm kind of ashamed to say this. I've really focused a lot on what's going on in Germany, and of course, then, you know, we all know about London. But I was not aware that this transition was affecting Ireland in such a negative way. I did not know Ireland was being sold out by its government as well. So actually, last week when I did that story, and then you called in, and I believe it was last week, has really shed some light on this. And isn't it incredibly just mind-boggling that this can go on simultaneously all across these European countries? And we know, you know, because you intend to know, you look into things, but at the same time, a large majority of Americans are oblivious to actually the what's happening in these countries in Europe. And then factor that together with the gun control here in America, it's a pretty scary picture being painted. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Absolutely it is. But Dr. Hill told me that he would reach out to Justin Barrett. And, I mean, I think it would be awesome if we could get Justin Barrett to get on the Stormfront and talk, or maybe even come on your show. I don't know if he would do that. But, I mean, given his associations in the past, you know, I would think that that would be something that's right down his alley. He just formed this Nationalist Party in 2016. I mean, I think that's interesting. You had a lot of stuff going on in 2016, and I think that the Trump movement maybe spurred that. Trump the man is not someone that we can count on or trust, but Trump the meme and the movement of Make America Great Again, which is actually Make America White Again by stopping this invasion, you know, that seemed to have spurred nationalist movements all over the world. And so Mr. Barrett started this in this movement in 2016. And I wanted to get that information out there because I was a little irate last week, and you had asked me about the Prime Minister of Ireland, and I pretty much just insulted him and moved on, and it was an insult he deserved. But I thought we'd get some information out and let the people research this. And I'd like to make it known to everyone in the United States that, hey, Ireland is about to be bred out, and they've done nothing. They've done nothing. They've not owned black slaves, so you can't say they're, you know, getting paid back for their white, you know, terrible slavery or colonization.
Excellent point, Jeremy. Excellent point. And has this Nationalist Party, are they attacked as a terrorist group or as a neo-Nazi group? Like, I know in Ungreat Britain, any Nationalist Party that tries to come together, they immediately try to make it illegal and demonize and criminalize.
Well, they are attacked, and they're associated with far-right neo-Nazis and fascists, and excuse the word, the N-word there, I'm just quoting, National Socialists, actually. But they seem to have a pretty good following. Everyone can get on, if you got Facebook, even if you don't have Facebook, you can get on the National Party website, and you can pull up a video. It's called When Liston Varna Said No. Liston Varna is a small town in Ireland, and they have a only population of like 300 or a little more, and they're being forced to take in 100 migrants and put them up in this hotel, and the hotel owner's getting this $1 million contract to betray his own people. And the, but the people of the, you know, got together in this town and had a council, and they voted, no, we don't want this. But the government ran right over them anyway. And you could see interviews. So these are like normal people that wouldn't consider themselves national socialists, but they're just standing up and saying, no, we don't want this invasion. And so Justin is representing people like this. And I think he's probably going to get a lot of support and momentum. But everyone can check that out. It's a very interesting video. Mr. Barrett's also very pro-life, and he wants to increase the Ireland's population by not killing their own babies rather than importing in Muslim sub-Saharans.
Wow. I will look into that. I wrote all this down, Jeremy, and I'll look into this and see if I can make any contact. I'd love to have him on if he would come on. So I will see. I did do that story about the 300 people, and they're trying to move 100 in, and just incredible story. And that needs all, anyone listening that does a broadcast anywhere, you should incorporate the story of what's going on in Ireland, because people just do not know. So, hey, thank you so much, Jeremy. Always appreciate your call. Francis in North Carolina, and then we got Betty in North Carolina. Francis, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, young man. Quick thought for you. I'm late tuning in, so I'm just having to look up about the red flag law for that matter. And it's very apparent to me that that was set up well before the shooting down in Florida. As far as that part goes. So I think people need to watch out and make sure they know who their neighbors are. Because,
amen.
I mean, well, make sure you know who your neighbors are, who your enemies are, as well as make sure you watch your backside.
All right, hold that thought for me, Francis. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break, then we'll make it quick. We'll get Betty on for a couple of minutes. This is the last break. We've got about 5 minutes left. We'll be back on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Let me quickly here read a segment from this Chuck Baldwin Live.com story. This report is from Seattle. The city's police department became the first law enforcement agency in the state to force the surrender of a firearm under a new law known as the Extreme Risk Protection Order. The incident involves a man who lives in Belltown whose neighbors said he had been intimidating people for the last year, staring at people through storefront windows with a gun holstered at his side. Mental illness is suspected. The new law gave police the ability to legally disarm him. The man did not comply, so they got a – in this case, the man refused to comply because of the new law. Police were able to get a warrant and return to the man's house and force him to surrender his firearm. So there we are. Tony in Tennessee, you're the caller of the day. Francis, quickly, anything you'd like to add? Then I'm going to try to get Betty on. She's been holding long enough.
You know, when you have an obvious threat like that, then I can see how they may have a point. But you know what? Every law that's been made or to be made is generally perverted and twisted and used for the wrong purpose against the everyday person that has done nothing wrong. So watch your back and mind your neighbors.
And in that story, I mean, intimidating. I mean, what's it don't look like the gun left the holster. So, I mean, this is a very slippery slope. And contrast Parkland with Las Vegas Massacre. The Las Vegas Massacre fell off the news immediately, and the Parkland Massacre is still there. And it was February 14th. It's been well over a month. Okay, thank you, Betty in North Carolina. Quickly, the last couple of minutes is yours. Thanks for holding so long.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, go ahead, Betty.
Okay, thank you. I would like to encourage everybody who's a strong Christian, particularly, to go to the website called the Christian Liberty Party. And it's our churches and our Christians in our churches, the different denominations, that are silent about the 501c3, but this is much more important than the 501c3. And I think what needs to be done is that there's a lot of discipline within this party, and it is fundamental Christianity. And I would like to see the individual Christians in their own city and then in their county try and go to somebody in each of the denominations in that locality and hand out some one-sheet papers trying to get the church and the members of the church so they will not remain silent, because it's getting time for remedies to be put forth, and this is the best remedy I've been able to find. And that's all I wanted to say.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, the man known as the Bookkeeper of Auschwitz that they were railroading into prison over in Germany, he died at age 96 before he ever done a day in jail. I wanted to get that in. Mark in Florida, we may have a minute. Anything you'd like to add? Do we have Mark? Hey, Mark? Well, maybe we don't have Mark. Well, we're almost at, go ahead, Mark.
I was saying all the guys that are taking our guns are white guys. And we got to point that out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. All right, we're out of time for this week, and I guess it's never meant more than it does today. When they come for your guns, give them the lead. And when they come for, or when they come for your gold, give them the lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.